7.11.
Well, let's talk about how it works, Eliza. So I come to you, and then what happens? How does it work?
I would call myself a do-it-yourself matchmaker. My goal is actually to teach you almost to be your own matchmaker. A lot of people go into dating, and I've heard this too many times, where like, I'm just going to be me. And if they don't like who I am, then that's fine. They don't have to like me. I said, you know, would you walk into a job interview like that? Or would you put your best foot forward and try to show your best self, right?
And how different is this to how you approach things, Geeta?
I encourage my clients to actually be who they really are. But I also tell them that it's not a job interview. So when you go to meet someone, be natural. And I also encourage them not to ask typical questions as if...
What's a typical question?
A typical question is, okay, where did you study? Where did you do your education? You know, they've already been through their written profile.
I would also say that instead of saying, what do you do? Why did you choose this field? What do you love about what you do?
Well, the fact that you both seem to coach your clients a little bit ahead of their dates, does that, again, not run the risk of them not being themselves? Eliza?
But there are people that are very shy, reserved, introverted. They have a hard time sitting there on a date. They don't know what to say or how to hold a conversation. So we do have to have conversations about conversations and how to navigate going through the dating process.
There's a slight difference in the way Eliza and I work this out, because all my clients, actually, I do know personally, in the sense that I have met them. I don't know, Eliza, do you know all your clients, or have you met them?
I don't always work with both sides. Sometimes I can, and sometimes people are doing it on their own.
Geeta, you mentioned the moment the magic happens, but that magic does come at a price. How much do you charge for your services?
Am I supposed to say this on radio?
Yes, please give us an idea of how it works and how much you charge, roughly.
Okay, so when clients come to me and want to register with my consultancy, there's a charge of about $800. And then if a match converts into a marriage, then I charge what is called a success fee, which is about $5,500.
So that's a lot of money.
It's not so unusual in the matchmaking world. It's actually very...
Oh, there you go.
That's a very nice rate.
But Geeta, very few people can afford those prices, though.
Yes, that's right.
Eliza, I want to come to you. How much are you charging?
So I work as a coach, and when I work with somebody, it's $150 an hour. But if I do make a match, then it's a success fee of $2,000.
Well, I have to say, just listening to you talk about the different rates across the market, I do feel a little bit uneasy.
How expensive is divorce?
Geeta, your husband, how did you meet him?
Well, mine was a completely arranged setup. My mother sold me over a game of cards.
Okay.
She was playing Mahjong with a friend of hers, and she was talking to her and telling her, oh, I have a daughter and she needs to be married. And I was all of 20. This other lady said, oh, my sister has a son and, you know, they're looking out for a girl for him. And so why don't we get the kids to meet? Mm-hmm. We met. And 3 weeks later to the day, we were married.
Wow.
So we went out about 3 times. We didn't date. We just went out. And he proposed to me. And he said, I think we should get married. And I agreed. I think at the age of 20, you don't know much more. But I have to say that it was probably the best decision of my life, because we grew up together. You know, we grew up together. We went through all our trials and tribulations together. We supported each other through everything. And I think getting married early, for me at least, was a big blessing.
I'd like to know a little bit more about your clients. What is sort of the gender balance there? Is it mainly women who come to you? Is it mainly men?
It's so interesting. In the beginning of my business, I would say that more women came. So I think it started out probably 75% women, 25% men. And I would say now we're maybe at 60% women, 40% men. And that number for men keeps rising.
Geeta, who are your clients?
My clients really range between the ages of, say, 22 to 50. They're mainly single men and women who've never been married.
Okay. Lisa, what's been your experience of people's expectations and how has that changed over the years?
I think the largest expectation is that something should happen now. We live in a generation where everything is instant. If your internet takes more than 5 seconds to load, you get annoyed and you're frustrated. So I think one of the biggest challenges today is reminding people that relationships take time. It's not so easy to find the one.
You talk about the one. Geeta, I want to hear from you. This concept of a single person, the one, a soulmate, what do you make of it?
You know, it's hard enough, I tell you, it's hard enough to live with one person than to imagine that there could be, you know, so many out there.
I guess it just comes back down to what we were discussing earlier about the pressure that comes with trying to find that perfect match.
I think we just put undue pressure on ourselves. It's really quite simple, Kim. I think it is. And I think we should keep it simple. Because the one thing that I always tell people is you should look out for two things. One is a sense of humor and one is a certain amount of chemistry. And when I say chemistry, it's not this huge feeling that you're already in love or something. It's just chemistry of being on the same page, of understanding when the other person is saying something.
Eliza and Geeta, thank you so much.